This is Average Network Short Subject Number 13. We take you now to a quiet chamber at the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., where, after a hard day wrestling with legalese, we find Chief Justice William Rehnquist, Justice Antonin Scalia, and Justice Clarence Thomas engaged in discussions with the Vice President, Count Richard Cheney, the evil vampire at the heart of the administration.
Richard, you've overstepped your bounds this time. I've warned you about coming to my chambers to try to influence justice.
Really, William? We've known each other
Mr. Chief Justice, Mr. Vice President.
Oh, all right. Be that way. Mr. Chief Justice. We've known each other for 30 years and more. You knew full well that I'd be here.
Somehow, I'd hoped for more from you, Mr. Vice President. You've caused more than enough trouble with your hunting trip. Ducks? Ducks, Richard?
Well, that's what we told the press, anyway.
Yeah, laid it on real thick. I wanted to say we were shooting rats, but Dick said that was too obvious.
It's propriety, gentlemen. Appearances matter for now. Listen here, Mr. Vice President. I've warned you. I don't care much for this George of yours. He's a fool.
He's intellectually lazy, actually.
He's a fool. He's ruining the country with idiots like Ashcroft and Menkow. And now you want our help because your energy council was crooked. There is such a thing as honor, Richard. We gave you that election because you promised us sound conservatism.
Then we paid you handsomely for it.
Yeah. But you ain't delivered, has he, Clarence?
He ain't delivered, has you, Count Cheney?
That's right. Say, you treated us like mugs. Sound conservatism. Nuts.
Well, we had this little incident. 9/11?
You were running up deficits before 9/11. You've been very irresponsible.
But I can't really take all
Bonehead into that wetlands initiative as you discovered that it's fun killing ducks. Right, Clarence?
Wet ducks. Fun to kill.
It wasn't really.
You're as big a fool as that creature you put in the Oval Office. Look at these advisors to your council. Every troubled energy concern from Enron to Exxon. Every rapacious land swindler except Donald Trump. I don't care what Tony and Clarence do. I can't stand with you on this, Count Cheney. You've created your filth. Now you must sit in it until you can crawl out on your own.
What a disgusting analogy.
I'm sorry. It's my considered opinion. Analogy and all.
Well, really, William, Mr. Chief Justice, it is such a very small thing, the Energy Council, you know.
Small thing? Helping to conceal what may well have been a crime?
You know, Dick, you got a lot of chutzpah. No use for it myself unless it's coming from me. Get me?
Yeah, get him?
Clarence, you aren't any help at all.
I didn't know I was supposed to be. Tony?
You're doing fine, Clarence.
I'm doing fine, Judge Cheney.
Count Cheney, Mr. Justice. Well, if you aren't going to help, you aren't.
Mr. Vice President, your ambition condemns you, as it has so many evil creatures throughout human history.
I'm sorry, with all due respect, I'm not staying here for a lecture on morals and ethics.
Richard, how very rude.
He turned into a bat and flew away.
Yeah, he does things like that. He's a vampire, Clarence.
I know, but I've never seen anybody turn into a bat before.
There are a great many strange things in Washington, Terence. You'd best get used to them.
I'm trying. would anybody like a Diet Coke?
Get away from me, Clarence.
Joke. No good.
Average Network Short Subject Number 13 was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and some Average Networkers. To carry out your own celebrity impersonations, follow these simple steps. Place celebrity on ground. Light fuse. Get away. Safe and sane celebrity impersonations are the best celebrity impersonations. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. I warned you to get away. Okay, well, stay tuned.